Chapter 5, A Day in the Life of a Camper. Mother of a first-time camper at Camp Abilities. My daughter was told her whole life that she could not participate in gym. You're telling me that she can go to a sports camp? Photo description. Athletes and coaches in front of the Special Olympics Fountain, 1996, at SUNY Brockport. The light green 1980 Dodge Dart pulled up to the dorm and out spilled 12-year-old Jessica and her mother, aunt, brother, sister, cousin, and the family dog. In flip-flops and tank tops, with plump brown skin glistening in the sun and smiles ear to ear, Jessica's family helped her carry her things into the dorm. "Where should I put her suitcase?" her brother asked, tugging her bag up the stairs as her aunt followed behind, a teddy bear in her arms. Jessica's cousin had pillows bunched in her small arms like a bouquet. "Hey guys, follow me," a camp counselor helped guide the family to Jessica's new lodgings for the week. Their arrival was all smiles, but when it came time for the mother and aunt to say goodbye, Jessica was hanging onto her mother's arm, and their mother had a death grip on her, too. They were both sobbing. Jessica could hardly breathe, and the aunt held the mother's other arm and fought tears herself. Thinking back, I give Jessica's mother a lot of credit. In 1998, there were strong stereotypes of dependence for children who are blind. Jessica's Commission for the Blind Counselor has suggested the camp, and after a year of extreme convincing, Jessica's mother had signed her up. Even Jessica's doctor was reluctant to sign the forms, never imagining she could do sports. But once Jessica eventually let go of her mother, she went on to run a mile, swim independently, ride a tandem bike, and learn moves in judo that she could not even pronounce. Families dropping off their child is often a monumental event. For many of these children, it is their first time away from home. I remember vividly the arrival of 9-year-old Fernando. Thin and quiet, he held his mother's hand as an entire family entourage. Father, 2 brothers, and 3 sisters followed, carrying his belongings. Fernando had done very little in the way of sports and physical activity in his life. He was dependent and very shy. When it came time to say goodbye to his family, everyone cried, and Fernando hung on to his father until the last moment. But over the course of the week, Fernando slowly came out of his shell. He learned to swim, he ran for the first time, and he told jokes in the talent show. After each roar of laughter, he would smile and giggle to himself for the moment, and then tell another joke. It was a whole new Fernando. For the first time, he made some friends who were his age and also happened to be blind. When his parents came back to pick him up, he did not want to leave. Now he cried for them to let him come back again the next year. He returned for 6 years in a row and also attended other camps around New York State. Settling in. To make our campers feel safe and comfortable, we start with the counselors. Early on Saturday morning, the day before camp begins, counselors arrive for their orientation. After some icebreakers, we give an overview of visual impairment, how to guide a person who's blind or visually impaired, and how to create an emotionally and physically safe environment. We review research we are going to do, discuss all the necessary assessments that we will cover for each sport, and talk about the schedule for the week. After lunch, we break into groups and practice playing and teaching each sport with blindfolds. The first time a college student puts on a blindfold and rides a bike, plays beat baseball, or runs is a revelation. The student's expression says everything. Okay, I now understand how much detail I will need to give. I know the pace I may need to go, and I know how hard I need to work to develop trust. This first day is a long one, but the counselors need to go through the sports to understand what their athlete will experience all week. The next day, we begin again at 8 a.m., continuing with the rest of the sports and then providing information from the nurses and camp police. After lunch, we set up for the camper registration from 1 to 3 p.m. Then we have opening ceremonies at 3:30, and then camp has officially started. When I imagine Camp Abilities, I borrowed from my previous experiences with colleges and universities. I decided athletes at our camps would stay in dorms to get a taste of college life. The dorms offer the opportunity to stay in the same room with a roommate, naturally working on social skills and respect for peers in a small space. Campers sleep two to a room with a peer their own age and gender. Also in the suite, which has a bathroom, are the two counselors assigned to the campers. At about 9:30 or 10 each night, the lights go out, but not the buzz of chatter and giggling and even singing. This is not an army barracks. The counselors understand the importance of socialization and the process of making strangers feel comfortable, even if it cuts into their own snooze time. Wake-up time comes with songs piped through the halls. In later years, these have included our camp theme song, written especially for Camp Abilities by Hans Mayer from his CD, It's Our World. Another song has become a camp anthem, The Power of the Dream, written by Terry Kelly, an award-winning Canadian musician who is blind. It contains the powerful line, quote, changing what it means to be blind, step by step, one day at a time, unquote. Kelly, blind since age 2, went from being a child athlete to running and playing goalball for Canada in the Paralympics. He has since released 6 audio albums, charted 11 singles on the RPM Canadian Country Singles Chart, and received Canada's highest civilian honor, induction into the Order of Canada. When I met Terry at a conference soon after I started camp, his enthusiasm made him a natural fit. He has been performing at Camp Abilities Brockport for more than 2 decades. We share the belief that playing sports has a positive impact on your life, far greater than the obvious. Breakfast takes practice. Independent living skills are a major component in the day-to-day life of each camper, and getting to breakfast at camp may take some practice. Counselors have to quickly learn each child's level of independence. Sometimes it's as simple as offering an elbow for the child to hold. Navigating the path from the dorm room to breakfast as independently as possible may take all week to master. Breakfast itself, prepared and served by volunteers, occurs in a room filled with the babble of happy campers. These are children, after all. I learned you can gauge their comfort level in decibels. A quarter to a third of the children might use a cane, but every camper is encouraged and taught how to carry their own tray, peel their own oranges and eggs, and open their own cereal boxes. They also clear their own trays and dump them in the trash, and when time permits, they wash their own trays. Believe you can achieve. Life at Every Camp Abilities is designed to engage the campers in sports, not just to exercise, but to learn to excel beyond their own expectations. The competition is individualized. It's not me against you. It's me measured against what I did yesterday and what I hope to do today. Janine was an athlete who jumped the running long jump 4 feet. She worked with her coach to jump 8 feet. That was in one day. She doubled her distance in one day with consistent instruction and feedback. I thought to myself, if one child can improve this much in one day, what could she accomplish in a week? There is an opposite example. One year, an athlete named Cody, a gymnast, was on the rings and had just dismounted without doing any skill movement. He simply dropped to his knees onto the mat from the vertical hold on the rings. Not a skilled performance anywhere near his ability, in my book. His counselor, the gymnastics specialist, and another bystander all applauded as if he had reached a major milestone. I stood in disbelief. Here we were at a sports camp, run by professionals and trained staff, and they clapped and cheered for what I considered a non-performance. It was clear they considered his participation on the rings an accomplishment. I intervened. Cody, is that the best you can do on the rings? He said, no, I was just fooling around. His cheerleaders were silent. They realized they had congratulated him simply because he was blind. That's not what Camp Abilities is about. I remain steadfastly determined that our campers continually strive for achievement, not merely participation. At the meal following the incident with Cody, the gymnast, I described the story. Many of the athletes said that at home or at school, people clapped and cheered for them as they performed in the gym or on the track simply because they were visually impaired. They admitted they didn't have to push themselves to get positive feedback because so many people had low expectations for them. That's when I first said, you need to believe you can achieve. Ever since, we have adopted Believe You Can Achieve as one of our camp mottos. Participation is not the goal. Achievement is. When our athletes take that belief to heart in sports, they can carry it into the rest of their lives as they strive for the best in everything they do. Sharing our accomplishments with each other. Perhaps the single most important element of the mission to help children reach their potential is our Care to Share program. It's important that campers articulate their successes and accomplishments. That's how achievements are reinforced and perpetuated. Twice a day at Camp Abilities, children get up and tell the camp what they did the day before that they were proud of. This might be swimming a full lap in the pool without stopping, riding 8 miles on the bike, or jumping off a diving board for the first time. Every athlete is encouraged to reflect on their accomplishments throughout the week. We want them to practice articulating what they did that was new or difficult. We want to know what they're proud of. We found a way to invite families into this wonderful practice by adding each camper's share to the Camp Abilities newsletter, I Can, which is posted daily to our website. Camp is about achievement, so it's okay to brag. More than okay, it's encouraged. That's what Care to Share is all about. After lunch, we put our feet on the bed. The first few years of camp, we had so many sports in a day that some children, especially the younger athletes, became exhausted. We decided to add a mandatory rest time known fondly as foot on bed, or FOB. Right after lunch, the athletes must be in their bed with their feet up for an hour. They can talk, but they have to rest their body. This is the recuperation period after exertion. For the staff and me, this is our favorite hour of the day. We love what we do, but we get tired too. We have learned that rest is just as important as activities for our campers and ourselves. Our staff appreciate the rest so much that Kathy Lyle, our interpreter extraordinary from Minnesota, actually suggested having a camp comprising only FOB called Camp Rest a Lot. But before we start yawning too much, we kick it back up a notch after FOB, and all the athletes go to the pool for swimming, followed by either gymnastics or goalball. Wrapping things up at dinner. At dinner, we thank the people who donated and served the meal and conduct another Care to Share. This Care to Share session may take up to 30 minutes, as everyone has much to share after a full day of sports. After dinner, a host of activities are available, including rollerblading and basketball. A very popular evening sport is showdown, which is a game like air hockey, but played on a table with sides and a pocket on each side. Players use paddles and a plastic ball with BBs inside. Because the Erie Canal goes right past the Brockport campus, we take advantage of it for fishing, stand-up paddleboarding, canoeing, and kayaking. Sometimes we'll have archery, a high ropes course, rock climbing, golf, and horseback riding. We even have drumming, dancing, and arts and crafts. The arts and crafts table is run by my own Aunt Helen, who buys the materials and brings them to camp all the way from New Jersey. The evening events are optional to accommodate those athletes who've worn out during the day. For those who can't seem to pack in enough activities, we also offer yoga at 7 a.m. Though each day has its routines, I also wanted to make sure we made each day especially memorable. On Sunday and Monday nights, we have musician Terry Kelly come to our Brockport camp. We're not surprised when spontaneous dancing and singing breaks out. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we have some special sports: horseback riding, the high ropes course, and outrigger canoeing. We also bring in people for special demonstrations, like an English dancer who is blind, our friend Lisa Hoffman, or judo experts demonstrating their skills, like Jim Mastro. In 2022, we added hiking and cornhole to evening activities. bringing in the next generation with Camp Can Do. Early on, I noticed some parents were actually very fearful of their young children coming to camp. The reason seemed universal. Parents were not sure if they could leave their children behind. Some of the children were scared to come to Camp Abilities because it was so far from their home or because our days were full of sports, very often sports they had never tried. It all felt foreign to them as they could not see photos due to their visual impairment. I had heard of another camp that was thinking of starting a program that would enable younger children to get a taste of camp programs for one day. This spurred me in 2011 to establish Camp Can Do for Camp Abilities. Children ages 5 to 9 come to camp for one day to find out what it's like as they decide if they'll come to camp as athletes when they're 9. Once they experience the sports, meet other campers who are just like them, and feel more comfortable with the learning curve, it's easier for them to say, I can do this. So, Camp Can Do is our special event on Thursdays. The younger children's enthusiasm and motivation are something the coaches look forward to all week, knowing that on this one day can change a child's life. One summer, we had Hillary, a 5-year-old girl who was blind and very excited about doing sports. With mentors and campers cheering her on, she tried the kick bike, a combination bike and scooter from Finland, and had a huge smile on her face when she felt the bike move beneath her. The program has been a successful recruiting tool. About half the Can Do campers come back for the full week of camp when they turn 9. Giving campers a finish line. As an athlete, I relish the sense of accomplishment that comes from competing and finishing well. Of course, I wanted to give this experience to every athlete at Camp Abilities. So every Friday, we offer the campers a special opportunity for healthy competition. A week of training culminates with competitions in running, biking, swimming, beach baseball, and goalball. There's a buildup all week so the athletes can do their best on this day. They learn how to, quote, trash talk in a nice way. They wear their team colors, they push themselves, and often win medals in the duathlon, which consists of biking and running. For many of the athletes, it is the first taste of competition. The duathlon day usually begins outside with each team throwing colored cornstarch at the others. It's a messy but harmless way to build spirit. In the morning, we start off with the duathlon and beat baseball competitions. In the afternoon, it's swimming and goalball. When I thought about how to encourage healthy competition, I decided not to pit athletes against each other, despite the shows of team bravado, but against themselves. In the spirit of Can Do, athletes are encouraged to try to improve their personal best in each event. Giving campers a chance to show their talents. During my college experiences at Ski for Light, the cross-country skiing program for adults with visual impairment, one of the highlights of the week for me was the talent show among the volunteers and coaches. This gave us a chance to see another side of each other as we shared talents and skills beyond the sports. We all enjoyed the show so much that I decided from the beginning to make this a major part of our Camp Abilities program. Children can bring instruments, tell jokes or stories, or sing. They can perform with other athletes or with their coaches if they prefer. It is a wonderful opportunity to see what the children can do outside of the sports world. Though the show presents its own challenges, every child shines, making for a very memorable night. All week, campers perform on the ball fields and running track, in the gym, and in the pool. Each day is a test of willingness to stretch their abilities. The talent show on Friday night is no different. Most campers are a bit anxious about performing in front of their entire camp, and some are downright terrified. But eventually, nearly everyone overcomes their anxiety and takes wing on stage. We call it first fear, then joy. And joy it is. 3 or 4 campers volunteer to be the master of ceremonies to introduce each camper to step up and show off. I get a lot of satisfaction from my life's work, but never more than watching the talent show. First, the kids really do have a lot of talent. Even better, they've got guts. they take one of our camp mottos to heart, try everything. Having learned that all things look difficult before they're easy, they throw themselves into their performance and make it look easy. It's not easy. I know how far they've had to travel to reach this level of courage. We watch with glee as singers take the microphone or as piano and accordion players dazzle us with their keyboard skills. The show might include everything from joke telling to break dancing, poem reading to ukulele playing. One child drew a face on his stomach with magic markers, and his act was to make his stomach move to music, mimicking singing on his belly face. One of my favorite moments was watching a young pogo stick master break his own record for consecutive bounces in front of the roaring crowd. As young people who have been told all their lives that they can't do something and shouldn't even try, these campers have crossed a barrier of confidence. They know that everything is hard, way hard, but that doesn't stop them. They really do try everything, whether it's saying goodbye for a week of summer or trying a new sport or performing a talent show or getting through a day in the life of a camper. Camp Abilities exists to tell each student that they can do more than they thought possible and find pride in what they can achieve. For me, first fear, then joy, as a prophecy fulfilled. Every time I see students at Camp Abilities overcome their own fears, they bring me joy. They continue to humble and challenge me with all they can accomplish.